Chapter 1. Out for Blood. Peterborough, located in the eastern part of the United Kingdom, has a population of 214,000, making it the largest city in Cambridgeshire and the country's 27th largest metropolitan area. Given its demographics, Peterborough is no stranger to violent crime, including murder. In fact, according to the city's own police statistics, it's not unusual to see 200 violent crimes per month there, including stabbings. One of those crimes was discovered on Saturday morning, March 30, 2013. Although the crime did not appear to have taken place in Peterborough proper, it would be at first investigated by the police in that jurisdiction and would lead them into the green countryside near Newborough. The incident that launched the investigation was simple enough. A man was out walking his dog that morning in a rural area near the A16 motorway when his dog picked up the scent of something in the air. He followed his dog's lead for several yards and soon saw something frighteningly familiar lying face down in a water-filled ditch next to the road. At first he thought the object may have been a mannequin that someone had discarded. When he approached it, he could see that the human-like form resembled the body of a man, no longer the mannequin he first thought he'd seen. Chapter 11. Jody Arias and the Murder of Travis Alexander. On Monday, June 9, 2008, officers from the Mesa Police Department were called to a house on the 11,400 block of East Queensboro Avenue to investigate the discovery of a dead body. The caller reported that the body was that of the home's owner, 30-year-old Travis Alexander. When officers entered the home, they found Travis's body laying naked in the master bedroom shower. They noted a substantial amount of blood, almost dried, and that the body was well into the decomposition process. There were large amounts of blood throughout the master bedroom's bathroom. They noted that it appeared that Travis's throat had been cut, ear to ear. There were other wounds, and it looked like he may have also been shot. When detectives from the homicide unit arrived, they confirmed that Travis was indeed a homicide victim. Friends described Travis as a handsome, hard-working young man. He worked in sales and was a motivational speaker. During the process of interviewing those who had known Travis, the name Jody Ann Arias came up several times. Jody, who was 27 at the time of Travis's death, the cops learned, was an attractive, aspiring photographer and had been Travis's girlfriend. She moved from California to Arizona to be with him. She lived in his house for several months while they were dating, but Travis broke up with her in June 2007, choosing to date other women instead of being tied down in a single relationship with Jody. Nonetheless, she remained in the area, rented a place of her home not far from Travis's home, and often came to his home uninvited, and the two continued having sex despite the breakup. According to witnesses, she would sometimes enter his home without his permission. Witnesses, including Travis's family and close friends, said that Jody was very much obsessed with Travis.